WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On the morning show today from WRCO, members of the Riverdale Drama Club are here. We're going to talk about the bookstore, and we have senior actors in here, Drayton Deglow, we have Jayla Nichols, Brady Goplin, Olivia Sturdivant, and the directors, Rebecca Noel and Chris Simonson, are here as well today as we talk about this club and what it has going. Good morning, Chris. We'll start with you, since you're not Mike Shy.
No, I am not. Good morning, Phil. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for organizing this and bringing them in. So the Drama Club, has it been pretty active this year?
It has been. We've had a very successful year this year after we kind of got things jump-started again last year. You know, as with many fine arts organizations and programs, they really took a hit during the pandemic, and our drama department was no exception to that. So we got things going again, doing the one act and the radio show and a screenplay last year, and we hit the ground running again this year. Our one act was real successful, won a number of awards at state for our production. You guys let us come in and do another Christmas show again, and now we're doing our spring play called The Bookstore, and it's just an awful lot of fun.
The Drama Club, and I know for your Christmas play, Chris, it wasn't just high school students. You had involved the middle school as well. Is that what the Drama Club is consisting of?
Correct. With the radio show and the spring play, yep, we've got junior high kids involved as well. We've even got a sixth grader that came over from the other building. For the one act, it has to be high school because it's the Wisconsin High School Forensics Association. So you've got to be in ninth grade and, you know, good academic standing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
How do you go about choosing the proper play?
One of the things we look for, just because, you know, all these kids are involved in so many other things. They have jobs, they have athletic commitments, they have dance, you know, just a myriad of things. So when Rebecca and I look at scripts, we try to find things, both for the one act and the spring play, that are compartmentalized, where, you know, we've got a group of kids that meets and does particular scenes together, and another group of kids whose schedule aligns more, and they do other scenes together. So, you know, we look at something like that, which isn't your typical script, like an Our Town or Skin of Your Teeth or Crucible or something. But yeah, we try to find things that will specifically work for our rehearsal needs. And then we look at the strength of the kids that we have.
Sure. Some years you might have several male actors, female actors. Just it probably has to go along with that too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We look at those. But, you know, a number of these scripts, if you look at the cast list for this Simkowitz piece, a good third of them say can either be male or female. So that's usually pretty easy.
That works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So how can people see the bookstore then?
We are doing it this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, at the Little Theater and at Riverdale High School. Show times are at 7 o'clock. The show itself is about an hour, 25 minutes long, with no intermission. Ticket prices are $5 or $3 for students or senior citizens.
And that's a good opportunity for folks, and maybe a little bit more intimate setting in the theater then too, isn't it?
It is. It's a lovely space to do plays. The acoustics are very good. Everybody can hear, everybody can see, as opposed to doing it in a gym or, you know, a larger auditorium where, again, people sit a mile away and it's hard to see or hear. It's a perfect setting for what we do there.
Rebecca Knoll is here as well. Rebecca, can you talk about practices and how you put that all together? It must be like a jigsaw puzzle, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we have to go through all the kids' schedules and, you know, fit it all together. And as Chris was saying, a more compartmentalized play is a little bit easier to schedule because, you know, you have certain kids and certain sports and dance and whatnot. Another thing we try to do is sometimes put the older students with some of the younger students to help them kind of get jump-started into, you know, being in a play for the first time or being with some stronger actors. So we kind of take that into consideration when casting and making up the schedules and everything. And we try to have a number of times where we get to run the full play and in its entirety where everybody can make it. Sometimes it's hard with schedules, but it really helps pull the whole thing together at the end, and it's going to be a great show.
Tell us about the bookstore by Adam Sienkiewicz. What do you like about it?
So the whole play is set in a bookstore, and just like any setting, lots of different interactions happen in whatever setting you were in. So you have people falling in love. You have a death, you have a funeral, you have weddings, you have just strange interactions between individuals that you can't really explain, and it kind of leaves you wondering, why did that happen the way that it happened? You have people quitting their jobs, you have people wondering what the fate of the bookstore is. So all of these different interactions come together, and flowing from scene to scene, you pick up off with these different interactions and get to see what the culmination is by the end of the play. And I think it's really neat.
What era is the play set in? Do you know?
It's kind of up to interpretation a little bit, but there are phones in it. So modern.
Like landline phones though.
No, cell phones.
Oh, cell phones. Yeah. Are. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So modern.
Yeah. Bookstores are an interesting place to begin with. So it kind of has a great scenario for the script, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You wouldn't think that all of these circumstances would happen in a bookstore, but it's really neat how it unfolds. And the author, the playwright does a really, really great job of showing the interactions between all the different characters and how they play into each other's stories along the way.
So as far as the set, what do you do for that?
Well, we have constructed a bookstore. We use some of the aisles a little bit, and it's a pretty simple set. And because it's the bookstore, it really doesn't change too much, you know, a table here or there. But as far as the setting goes, the bookstore is where it all happens. So that's one of the cool things about it, is you have all these different stories in the same setting. So you get to see, wow, okay, all of these things happen in the same area.
Did you have to go rob the Riverdale Library for some books, for some props?
We've had a lot of kids bring in personal stacks of books from their libraries. And we've asked a lot of the kids to, you know, bring in whatever books they would like to. We also are asking the kids to share what their favorite book is and why, and we're putting that in the program, and you will see a display of the kids' favorite books in the set as well. So that's kind of a neat part that we added in.
Did Chris bring in his Three Little Pigs pop-up book or not?
It's coming.
Maybe a little bit later. You have a strong senior group here. What can you tell us about them?
Absolutely. I have seen all four of these students perform in a number of different productions, and every single production I see them getting stronger and stronger, and that's the coolest part of it for me.
Yeah.
And they're really great leaders. They're hard workers, and yeah, they have bright futures.
You as a teacher, too, is it a little bittersweet knowing that, this is the last time we're going to have them on stage?
Yeah, because they've been a really strong group of leaders.
Yeah. Well, let's meet them a little bit on the radio here, if we can. Let's turn it over to Brady Goplin. He's over on the right side. We'll start on the right side. And welcome to the morning show, Brady.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. So have you been involved in the drama club through your high school years?
Yeah, I joined last year. I just like to, because my dad did it, my aunt did it, so it was something that I've had family members do in the past, and like I joined with my friend Drain here, and it's just been a lot of fun.
So it was a little positive peer group pressure to get you involved then,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and Mr. Simonson, my dad, they all pointed me towards it. They said it's a great opportunity. You'll learn a lot, and it has been, and lots of good skills, and like I said, it's been a lot of fun.
Were you involved in the one act then as well?
Yeah, I've been in the one act the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. What was that like to get to some other levels and put it on and win some awards?
It was a really good experience. Getting to perform in lots of different areas was very cool. From going to like the little theater to like a college theater, something that size, it was definitely an adjustment, but it was a great experience, and it kind of showed me what like maybe if something like that in college would be. So I really enjoyed it.
So do you think you might be involved in acting in the next level?
Yeah, definitely. If it's something that becomes available to me, I definitely think about it. You know, college is going to be busy, of course, but if I have an opportunity to, I'd like to do it again in the future.
Where are you headed to college?
I'm planning on attending UW-Madison this fall to major in biology and eventually go to medical school.
Wow. And you've learned, you know, some time management skills, I'm guessing, at Riverdale, because you're involved in a lot of other things, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in a number of sports and other clubs and other college-level courses, so it's been a great, like, teaching thing to just learn a lot of these time management skills.
And tell me about the character that you play in the bookstore.
In the bookstore, I play several characters. My main character is Jamie. Jamie is one of two Jamies in the play who are getting married to each other, but throughout the play go through ups and downs of wanting to get married and not wanting to get married until the final scene of the play. And it's a lot of fun. And another character I play is Byron. He's one of two characters who've been writing love letters to each other for the past couple months in the play. And in that scene, you finally see them meet each other and eventually work out some differences and finally go on a first date.
That's interesting. So do you have a wardrobe change then to go from character to character?
Yeah, not a huge wardrobe change, but I change something, so you can definitely tell the difference between the characters. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's different when you're here for the Christmas play. I mean, you can just change voices. You don't have to change appearances. It's a little different in the bookstore, isn't it?
Yeah, you change wardrobes and maybe some mannerisms also, because they are two different characters with two different personalities and things. So it's cool trying to bring in how you think like Jamie would react to a situation compared to how Byron would. It's a cool thing to try to bring to life on the stage.
We look forward to it. Drayton Deglow is here as well. Good morning, Drayton.
Good morning.
Yeah, so you were involved in a drama club before, Brady, were you?
No, we joined at the same time.
Oh, you did? Okay, yep. Good. So it was kind of a group effort, a team.
Yeah, he kind of nudged me into it, but it was definitely a cool experience, and I'm glad he did. So yeah.
You were the comedy team joining, yeah. Right? So what are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale?
So I'm in, well, this year I did two different sports. Usually I do three. But I had a surgery, so I kind of messed up with wrestling. I would have done that. And then I'm in quite a few different clubs, but yeah.
Well, Riverdale has the opportunity for lots of clubs, but it seems like the cool thing to do, everybody gets involved, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. There's enough to, like, just get involved no matter what. And I think we stress that a lot, and then I think that's a great thing that we do because it's very important in high school to get involved. I mean, I've learned a lot from this, like from being in so many clubs and sports, and I'm definitely going to take it on or take it with me as I go into my future. So
that's awesome. Public speaking is like the number one fear for people, and getting that opportunity to be on stage. I mean, I'm sure you were a little bit nervous the first time, weren't you?
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of nerves, but you work through them.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the character that you play in the bookstore.
So I play two characters, Neil and Sven, and like Brady said, it's pretty cool to like personalize each character. So Neil's kind of more of a, I don't know, he kind of has like his own little love story going on, and but then you see like he plays other roles, and then Sven's kind of just there at times, like he just shows up. But he's got these cool little, like, he always plays a little bit of a role in the talking between people. It's pretty cool. I like him.
Does Sven have an accent?
No, it's just like Brady said, the mannerisms are cool or different, and yeah.
Not much of a wardrobe change then for you?
A little bit, just because like Sven's just kind of all over the place, and Neil's, I feel like Neil's more of a like more brought together type of person, but so I have more of a formal wear for Neil, and then Sven's kind of like a casual, does what he wants type of thing.
So far in practice, have you gone out on stage and been the wrong character a time or two yet, or not? Or do you keep them straight?
Not yet. I've been able to keep them straight so far.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. So when you put it all together, you know, you get the chance to work like in increments, but when you put the whole thing together, is it coming together nicely?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. Everyone's working together really nicely. And I mean, right now, everyone's got their lines down. And we're able to, like, actually work with what we need to be doing, blocking and going in certain, like, doing the motions. And we don't have to worry as much about, like, what we need to be saying more. So it's just really nice.
Will there be some laughs?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the other thing to get used to when you have those laughs for the first time and knowing knowing when to pause
yep,
and
for
start
sure.
again. And
yeah.
So that's a good problem to have, though, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Where are you headed next year?
I'll be going to University of Minnesota Twin Cities, majoring in hopefully neuroscience and then a minor in business of healthcare.
Wearing the Minnesota sweatshirt, I should have known, but I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, so.
Well, good luck with that
yeah,
as well.
Thank you.
Let's move over to the other side of the room here and bring on our next guest. Jayla Nichols is here. Jayla, you've been in the studio before with
yeah.
us, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You were here for the Christmas play,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Sure. Have you been involved in drama club all through your high school years?
Yeah, I think about like 3-ish years, I want to say.
Okay.
Last few years.
And this part that you're playing in the bookstore, is it one of your favorite roles?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I play Ellen, who's a bookstore employee, and she, throughout the play, has some, like, complex relationships with a couple of the people in the bookstore, so, yeah.
Okay. So you have to feed off the other actors pretty
yeah.
well, then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, is it a comedy?
Kind of. I'd say a little bit. Some of it is, but I think some of it's more, a little more serious.
Were you yeah. aware of the bookstore before the drama club chose it?
No.
Okay. So, as far as other acting roles, were you involved in the one-act play last
No,
play?
I wasn't, but I was involved in the radio play.
The radio play.
The Christmas one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you, from Drama Club, what are some things that you can use maybe in the future?
I think the public speaking aspect is kind of helpful. Just trying new things with, like, all the different plays and stuff. It's helpful. It kind of brings you out of your, like, shell a little bit, I think. Yeah.
That's the fun thing about playing a character, playing a part, is
yeah.
that it's not you. You can put yourself
yeah.
into that
yeah.
character, maybe react and do some things differently
mm-hmm.
than you would. Right. As far as next year, what are your plans?
I'm planning to go to Southwest Tech for the nail technician program.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Do you think that maybe you'll be involved in community plays and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I'd like to do that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure. Why should people come see the bookstore?
Because I think there's part of the bookstore that everyone can kind of relate to. I think that everyone kind of has that place, like the bookstore, that's like a home for them, like somewhere that means a lot to you, I think.
Are you a person that hangs out at the library and the bookstores?
No.
No?
Not really.
So do you have a favorite book? I know that's a question that's been
yeah,
asked.
Yeah, I do. It's called It's Kind of a Funny Story. I forget the author right now, but yeah, that's my favorite.
It's Kind of a Funny Story is
yeah.
the name of the book. Okay,
mm-hmm.
sure. We'll have to. Oh, Mr. Simonson is quickly searching that out there. So
yeah, it's in the biographies
yeah.
for
oh,
the kids.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking.
What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools?
I'm involved in some other clubs. I joined band this year, so that's been fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
You joined band your senior year?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It's been a little bit of a challenge. It's different. Learning to read music and stuff has been kind of hard, but
what
it's been really fun. Percussion.
Okay.
So I've been doing a lot of like bass drum and stuff like that. The author of the book is Ned Vizzini. Ned
okay.
Vizzini.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up then. So. Great. Well, we look forward to that. I didn't ask these guys over here. What books do you, what's your favorite book?
my favorite book is Lamb by Christopher Moore. It's a funny book. It's the funniest book I've ever read. I really enjoyed it a lot. It's about the upbringing of Jesus, but from the point of view of his fictional best friend, Biff. It's a really funny book, but my dad introduced me to it, but yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. Will it be there on the stage on Friday night this weekend?
I haven't brought it yet, but now that you say that, I probably will.
Probably should have probably it as should. A prop then. Drayton, do you have a favorite book?
I haven't finished reading it, but so far I'm like halfway through it. Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. Really good book. It kind of takes you through like his life and like his journey to where he's at now. And you get to see like a half of like you see actors and you're like, oh, they're successful. They've always been successful. He's gone through like quite a bit of things in it. He teaches you like his lessons, and then you can learn from that. And I don't know. I really enjoy it. It's been a great read. It's cool to learn about that.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I'll have to check that out. I've always been a fan of those. I'm not such a fiction fan, but I like real people things and what they go through. So awesome. Well, let's move over to our last senior to represent here the Riverdale Drama Club. But we have Olivia Sturdivant here, last but not least. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to have you in here in the studios. We had you in the news this week as well. You were at the Good Citizen Award.
Yes. Yes, I was.
How did that go for you?
It went really great. Some great people there to meet. Some of the women in the chapter I'd met before through like band and stuff. And then I ended up receiving the chapter scholarship as well. So
that's
it was
good.
Great.
Congratulations to that. That's no easy task.
Yeah, thank you.
There were some tough competitors from all the area schools in
there.
So you made it. Do you go on to the next level then?
No, I think they have decided like if you have moved on to at least state yet, and I did not do that, but I'm very thankful to have won the chapter one.
Yeah,
it's great.
Congratulations, DAR, Good Citizen of the Year Award. So tell me about the bookstore. Is this a play that you really like?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Reading it, like I really enjoy Adam Simkowitz's his writing, and I had actually like after I'd got the script for that one and read through it, I actually purchased another book by him called Incendiary, and I really enjoy that work by him as well. The bookstore itself, I think, is a really great story, and there's a lot of like lessons in it that can be taken. It is funny how you said like earlier, like it is a bit of a comedy, but there are like some serious stuff where you can learn some serious lessons from it.
So you can learn some life lessons in the background too. Sure. Tell me about your character.
I play one character. Her name is Candace. She's not the like owner of the bookstore, but she's kind of been running it in place of the older lady, Ida, who passed away at the beginning of the book. And then we see the Candace's interactions with Rachel, who inherited the bookstore after Ida's passing. And Candace throughout the play is trying to convince Rachel that like to not sell the bookstore and show her like the impact that this place has had on people and like how it has affected people's lives in a great way.
I asked earlier about, you know, what era it takes place in, but bookstores, unfortunately, you know, they're not necessarily, there are not a lot of new ones, it seems like, because a lot of people find their books elsewhere, or, you know, electronically or whatever. So it's nice that you're talking about how a bookstore trying to stay alive then.
Yeah, and the one in the book, I think it's said that it's been around for at least like 60 years, so it is an older bookstore, but it's still like thriving, and Candace wants to see that continue.
I see. So is there a love interest for Candace in this one or not?
There is a love interest for Candace. It is this guy from New England who she throughout the play is seen like reading letters from this guy, and she's stressed out because she's trying to make sure this bookstore is not being sold, and she's also trying to read this letter that she got from her, I don't think it's officially boyfriend yet at that point. And she's trying to manage all of this while still maintaining relationships with the people around her.
I see. So she's kind of the manager of the whole thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I see. What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools?
I've been in band for as long as I've been able to. I'm involved in like science club. I joined track this year, senior year, which has been a great experience. A multitude of other clubs, but those are the ones I'm most involved in currently.
What events are you involved in track?
I do shot put and typically like the 200, I do sprinting, but which is like typically the 200 meter dash is what I do a lot.
That always seemed to me like that was punishment, but is it fun?
A little bit. It is fun. It can be really hard, but I think it's pretty rewarding when you like get, you know, your PR like you best you've ever done. It's pretty, like, it feels really good. So.
Yeah. And where are you headed to next year?
I've kind of been considering a lot of different colleges, but I am currently looking more towards UW-Madison. I'm not really sure what I'm going to go for major-wise, but hopefully something in the arts, but I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay. And you've had a good start at Riverdale.
I have. Yeah, it's been, Riverdale has been like a great place to learn and enhance my skills, and I'm really thankful for all the opportunities I've had here.
Is your role in the bookstore one of your favorites that you've had?
I think so, yes. Like, I think I can relate to this character quite a bit. It's a really, not just like the character itself, like I think it's just a really fun script. Even with like observing other people's parts, I think it's just overall like a really fun show to do.
And your favorite book?
Yeah, my favorite book is The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. I really like the book. It's about kind of how when a person like is very self-absorbed and in like they're very immoral, like how those actions can come back and like ruin you, basically, like how everything you do has a consequence. And even if it doesn't happen right away, eventually it will like culminate in your end. So it's, yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that because that was assigned reading when I was in high school. And for the first few chapters, I'm like, this is stupid, you know, mumble and grumble. And then as I got into it, I realized it was a pretty deep book.
Yeah.
Too. So, yeah, better than the movie, too.
I actually did not know there was a movie. Yeah, I'll have to look at that.
Made back in the 40s, so it's okay. not well done. But anyway, we're talking about the bookstore, the Riverdale Dramatic Club. And we have more to talk about coming up when the morning show continues. Members of the senior class in the studio with us today from Riverdale, the Riverdale Drama Club, putting on the bookstore and heading out toward this weekend. It's probably a busy week, Chris.
It is. It is a busy week. Of course, lots of things happening with sporting events. And I know Blue River has their steak feed on Sunday night, too, and just all kinds of things happening. But, yep, we are Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th? Yeah, that's right. 7 o'clock for both shows at the Riverdale High School in the Little Theater there.
Have you used the Little Theater much for the Drama Club over the years?
Anytime we can use it, we will. Now, there have been times where we've had larger plays. You know, we need a bigger stage. We have a bigger cast. The last time we used the stage would have been when we did Midsummer Night's Dream. One of my last years there, just we needed such a big set and that stuff. So we used it for that. We used it when we did Canterbury Tales. But yeah, if we can do our spring play in Little Theater, we definitely like to, because it's a much more audience and actor friendly space.
Is there music involved with this show? Anything in the background?
We've got some background music happening from time to time. You know, we've got the Beatles Paperback Writer that comes in between scenes, and White Wedding for one of the marriage scenes, and Chapel of Love for the second time around for the marriage scene, and Love Stinks for like the eighth time around for the wedding scene. But yeah.
Some appropriate music, it
appropriate
sounds like.
Appropriate music. Can't go wrong with a little Jay Giles.
Well, can you talk about the rest of the cast?
Sure. I want to make sure we list everybody that's involved, because we got a good bunch of kids that are doing that. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention them. So kids we have that are involved would include Allison Adams, Frankie Bailey, Braylee Bedward, Vivian Benedict, Destiny Bonds, Drayton Deglow, of course, his sister Sienna Deglow, Brady Goplin, Archer Imhoff, Delaney Imhoff, Brandon Meese, Jayla Nichols, Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Olivia Sturdivant, Mark Wilkie, Hayden Wolf, Nora Wolf, Fiona Zarbach, and Movana Zarbach are all involved in one way or another.
That's interesting. Do you have a lot of people off stage doing some of the production work, too?
Yeah, we've got four different kids that are doing lights and sound cues and helping move set pieces on and off.
Well, we want to wish you all best of luck. This is going to be a good time this weekend. We hope folks will come out to the bookstore again Friday night. Do you say 7? Friday night at 7 at Riverdale Schools. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in here. Directors Chris Simonson and Rebecca Knoll, along with Drayton Deglow, Jayla Nichols, Brady Goplin, and Olivia Sturdivant on today's morning show.
Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30, and news time today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for cloudy and cool conditions. Light rain developing by later this morning, a high of 53. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly. Frost possible in some areas, a low of 33. And then for the next couple of days, Friday and Saturday, temps in the low 50s. We start out today, 5 up from the overnight low, it's 46.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. All 72 Wisconsin counties have low wildfire danger. That follows rainfall Tuesday night into Wednesday. It's a significant improvement from earlier in the week when all but two counties had high or very high fire danger. It's not all good news, though. High winds from Tuesday night, severe weather, tore the roof off a historic building in Detroit. The Pump House building houses three nonprofit agencies, and those tenants are now seeking temporary offices. The Pump House was built in 1885 and is listed on the state and national registers of historic places. There's a new Marquette Law School poll out.
The latest poll has the former president supported by 51% of registered voters in Wisconsin, President Joe Biden by 49%. The numbers are identical among likely voters. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin has the support of 52% of registered voters. Republican challenger Eric Hovde is at 47%. Among likely voters, the race is a dead heat, both at 50%. The survey conducted April 3rd through 10th. Interviewing 814 registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.8%. 736 respondents were considered likely voters. The margin of error for that group is plus or minus 5%. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows the state's general fund will be dropping significantly from record highs following the pandemic. Researcher Jason Stein says the fund will be dropping from over $6 billion to under $4 billion. The drop in the fund comes after the Republican-led legislature and Governor Tony Evers raised some spending and lowered taxes last year. WPF says Wisconsin will be able to cover any current short-term debt spending, but will need to carefully consider any major new spending or cuts. No one was injured in a house fire over the weekend in Viroqua. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to the structure fire Saturday afternoon around 3:20 at 606 East Linton Street in the city. When firefighters arrived, flames were coming out of the windows of the home. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. The home received smoke and heat damage throughout, although the fire was contained to the kitchen area. No one was home at the time of the fire. Firefighters were on the scene for about 3 hours.
Richland Center Large Item Pickup will be held this Saturday. Large Item Pickup is for items that are not collected during regular weekly household garbage pickup. Large item collection includes couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, and the like. Items not included are lumber, construction materials, brush, appliances, microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, or any computer equipment. All items should be at the curb by 6 o'clock this Saturday morning. All bagged garbage should be placed out for the regular garbage pickup in the city of Richland Center. In an effort led by Community Resource Officer Jared Wilson, the Richland School District has launched Ride with a Cop, aimed at allowing students in 3rd through 6th grade to ride to school with Officer Wilson. Students also have the opportunity to get a tour of the police department and even activate the emergency lights and radar in the squad car. Each week during April, one student from a designated grade level at the Richland Center Intermediate School is chosen. Students are nominated by a staff voting process, and the families of winning students are contacted by Officer Wilson to arrange the pickup. This effort is one of many supported by Officer Wilson, who resides in the Richland School District, thanks to a partnership between the Richland Center Police Department and the district, which began last July. Wisconsin leads the nation when it comes to fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 through 2022, the National Highway Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers. That compares to the national rate of 3.5%. A study a few years ago by AAA found that drunken driving, older drivers, and driving alone increase the risk of fatal wrong-way crashes. Nighttime driving is also a factor, with 78% of wrong-way collisions occurring between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. And community members are invited to take part in the Compass Now Community Health Needs Assessment for Vernon County. The Vernon County Health Department, along with Compass Now, will hold stakeholder meetings for the public to give input on the most important community issues impacting health. Meetings will be held today from 4 until 6 at the Viroqua McIntosh Memorial Library. A second meeting will be held next Wednesday from 4 until 6 at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. For more information, call Amy at 608-637-5251.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Today's forecast calls for cloudy conditions and cool, with light rain likely by later this morning. A high of 53, west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. This evening, decreasing clouds and chilly, frost possible in spots, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy, blustery winds and cool, a high of 53, west winds 15 to 25. For Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold, with frost likely, a low of 30. Saturday, 51, and Sunday, near 60 degrees. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 61. We hit that early in the morning. We did pick up 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain during the early morning hours yesterday. Right now in Richland Center, barometer steady at 30.05, and the air is calm. No precipitation today. And we're up 5 from the overnight low. It is 46 degrees. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community health and healthier living by the Simons Recreation Complex. Also, the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at today's high school schedule, details on a nice close Brewer win yesterday as well.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Well, the high school sports schedule could be in jeopardy again today with some rain in the forecast. Richland Center events include softball action, the Hornets to host Prairie du Chien today. Likewise, the Richland Center soccer team will be hosting Prairie du Chien as well. Both events start at 5 o'clock. For River Valley, the River Valley soccer team is hosting Platteville Lancaster. Softball is playing at Platteville as well, and the River Valley baseball team is taking on Cuba City at Cuba City. Riverdale has track and field action today for the Bulldog Relays at Bosquel High School. Also, the Riverdale baseball team has a game scheduled at Darlington for varsity action today, and the Riverdale softball team is playing at Cuba City. Weston is in action in the Ridge and Valley. The Silver Eagles are at Lafarge. Ithaca is playing baseball and softball at home against Kickapoo, among the events slated in the area. News came yesterday that the WIAA's 515 member schools will vote to allow or not allow name, image, and likeness at the high school level in the state of Wisconsin. That vote coming up next Wednesday. Currently, 31 other state associations around the country allow it. And if passed, it would take effect at the end of May, as high school students would be able to sell their name, image, and likeness. Marquette brings a familiar face back to Milwaukee as its new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuega was a Marquette assistant from 2004 through 2011. She joins the Golden Eagles from a head coaching position at Charlotte. Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins singled in the only run of the game in the eighth inning of a 1-0 win over the Padres that ended a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and avoided a sweep of the series by the visitors. Abner Uribe got the win in relief. It was the first time the Padres have been shut out in more than a year and a half, and the win leaves Milwaukee in possession of first place in the National League Central. Bryce Tarang, who scored that winning run, was asked about how they decide when he's going to run and try to steal bases.
He was pretty quick to the plate, and you kind of just have a feeling, and me and QB talk about it, and I felt like that was the pitch to go on. And you saw them earlier in the at-bat, the heaters up in the zone, you know. They knew I'm trying to get to second, and so just finding right times to go, and I thought that was a good pitch to go on, and it worked out.
The Brewers, a half game up on the Cubs, will start a weekend series at home against the Cardinals coming up Friday, with Freddie Peralta starting the opener. That is coming up this weekend. Other games, yesterday the Cubs were winners against Arizona 5-3, Philadelphia 7, Colorado 6, Washington 2-0 over the Dodgers. The Mets 9, Pittsburgh 1, San Francisco 3-1 over Miami. Elsewhere, Baltimore 4-2 over Minnesota, Texas 5, Detroit 4, Kansas City 4-2 over the White Sox, the Yankees 6, and Toronto 4. The White Sox won the nightcap over Kansas City 2-1. Also last night, Boston 2, Cleveland nothing, the Angels 5, Tampa Bay 4. Interleague play, Atlanta 5-4 over Houston, Oakland 6, St. Louis 3, Seattle 5-1 over Cincinnati in Major League Baseball. A couple of play-in games in the NBA playoffs. Philadelphia 105, Miami 104, Chicago 131, Atlanta 116. The odds are stacked against the Bucks in their first round NBA playoff series with the Pacers. They have to start the series without forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Indy took 4 of 5 meetings this season with the two-time MVP, putting up some impressive numbers. Giannis averaged more than 42 points and 13 rebounds against Indiana, scoring 64 in Milwaukee's only win. The team could never slow down the fast-paced Pacers offense. The first game of the series is coming up in Milwaukee on Sunday night. I'm Phil Nee with an update on this.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%?
So with a credit 20% card, of people let's say you're regularly, your credit card,
and 80%
you have some
don't.
Ways to block
Hi,
that.
This is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group that, you belong to, Simons Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun.
So
do you like
you,
exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrock.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1 week pass. Use this week pass at Simons Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simons Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
They can ask questions. They can try and raise your question about the action that you want to take. But at the end of the day, your customer is your money. And so if you are telling the bank what to do, they might be able to help you after. But if it's a cryptocurrency situation, if it's a gold bar purchase, handed those off, they're not going to be able to help you other than to direct you to law enforcement.
There are a lot of sad stories about people losing their life savings, aren't there?
Absolutely. And it's a many different scams. It could be a grandparent scam. It could be a romance scam. It could be a utility scam, a prize notice scam, or a prize winning scam. So we realize that all of these scams have that common thread of the secret crowd, phone call, text messages, asking you to lose money.
Well, let's move on a little bit. We see all these ads about debt relief and getting out of debt and things like that. I'm sure we need to be aware of those, too.
Absolutely. So one way is to protect your money. The other way is to deal with your debt and do so without engaging with a scammer who's out there.
sometimes credit cards and some of the credit agencies, they will work. Headhunters on WRCO and a rock and roll angel after the lightning strike and everything on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah, I'm not sure rain gauge is still working or not.
Well, coming up, we want to talk about severe weather and storms. There is a tornado and severe weather.
But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We're 10 minutes away from the hour. And
oh,
Henry Bray will be in a little bit later on to tell some tales. This is Megan Maroney on FM 100.9.
Friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spin.
You want to take that up.
Now you know I sing on my side, know my drinks has me up in a matter of
minutes. Did
you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 and PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
Megan Maroney on WRCO Radio. We're at 45 degrees at 7 minutes before 7 and 6/100ths of an inch of rain in the rain gauge today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
So don't let these scammers.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3333.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Europa. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at RidgesandRippersBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
And you can visit
Gillette Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. And there you'll featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gillette Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Attention educators, the Riverdale School District is looking for a dedicated individual to fill the position of junior and senior high school principal starting July 1st, 2024. Located in Muscadet, the district offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2024. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale.
And this has affected so many companies.
Celebrities Amazon, with birthdays Walmart, today include actor James Packers Woods, who is 77. Actor Rick Moranis is 71. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham, a very funny man, email, he is 62. Talk show host Conan O'Brien turns 61. And TV personality Courtney Kardashian too good to is be true 45.
You know, there's that thing you really want.
Happy April 18th. This is Scotty McCreary.
Find it at a website that looks legitimate. Really watch where you're going to be sure that you're going to the real website and not something that is that lookalike. And examples of that would be going to Amazon.com versus Amazon.com/checkout.com, which is the second one to be matters to her. Stays on her mind. Never forget when making purchases, adding that extra layer.
Consumer Protection here for our morning show from WRCO.
And 45 degrees at
you
WRCO
are listening
FM,
to WRCE,
Center, Wisconsin.
1450
our update
AM,
today from ABC News
CD,
is next
Richland
at 7
Center.
O'clock, sponsored by